Sunday night. Start of the day, end of the day of the Torah way. Rabbi Shlomo Weisbart.
Right, Avraham. Last week we were just discussing a few shailas about Purim, now Megillah being Muksa. We spoke about Megillah being Muksa, we said last Shabbos, I was over here. Last Shabbos, where on Test Rov, Chazal made a Gezerah, that you can't read the Megillah. So I think we said the Pre-Chodosh says Takilem, it's Muksa. But the whole year round is Kisri Chodosh, there's nothing wrong with the Megillah. Last Shabbos, when it shows the Gezerah on that Megillah, maybe then we said the Pre-Chodosh was the problem. Then we spoke about Page someone was safer. Right, then we have to go to Shalom. I must say someone just rang me before. I couldn't take your phone. You were swearing in. We spoke of an interesting shadow about someone prepared shlachwanas last Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael to give to someone. And he has it wrapped up very nicely. Wrapped up very nicely, freshly wrapped up. No, he had it before Shabbos. And now on Shabbos he wants to take some food out of those shlachwanas. Is that a problem? That means normally food is not muksa. That means the remarkable thing, actually, I asked once a shop, The moksha, let's say someone wants to make a shalom zocha on Shabbos. So normally food is oimer l'schoira. Is it muksa? Food that's oimer l'schoira. So food is an exception. We say it's not muksa because always the person who owns the shop always thinks he might want to go and take for himself. So food generally is not muksa, but now the shayla is a person's got shlachmanos and wrapped up very nicely, had it especially wrapped up before Shabbos, so it was sent to someone on Sunday, wherever it is. Is that a problem of muksa?
So?
Not sell, to give it me. What?
Somebody has shlachmanos and sells them. He's got his house. No shlachmanos, he's going to sell. Can he take and sell?
Same shayla. Yeah, same show. I mean, is it wrapped up or not wrapped up?
They're all wrapped up.
That's the show, because they're wrapping up. It's a big business to get it sealed, wrapped up again nicely. I'm not sure, so we weren't sure about that. Okay, let's move on, Rabbi Yisai. Very interesting story. Muksa Machmas Kufay. So we're moving on now to a new sort of muksa called Muksa Machmas Kufay. What's Muksa Machmas Kufay? Muksa normally is something set aside. The person doesn't want to use it. It doesn't have in mind normally to use it on Shabbos, and therefore it remains muksa. Something which you might use on Shabbos is not muksa, but something which is not likely to be used on Shabbos is muksa. So what's an example about this? Anything which is not a keli, anything which is not a food, and not kisvei kodesh. For example, let me give you an example. I wrote down over here, for example, money.
Money.
Someone's got coins lying around. Money is muksa, man has kufay. It's a very severe type of muksa. What else have I got down here? Soap, blank paper, stones, animals, broken kalim, doorknobs. These are just examples. A lot of things fall into this thing over here. Moksha Manhaskub is very severe. There's no heter to move on Shabbos in a normal way. A normal way of talking about to move that, to move it indirectly, but to move it abnormally, someone's got a stone in the middle of his pathway. Someone's got a shagat through a stone there, the Moksha says, I'm in the middle of the pathway. It disturbs him actually, yeah? He can't pick it up and move it. Pets, we'd like to speak about this. Pets, also very interesting actually. A normal pet is muksa. Yeah, it's a chiddush actually. I mean, even if a person enjoys the pet, he likes to play with the pet, but a pet is muksa. What else have we got that's muksa? I mean, it covers so many things. It's very, very encompassing, this muksa machmas kufay. It covers many, many things of items which have got no purpose. It's a big question. Sorry? Ah, so that's all heter and helter's muksa. We haven't spoken about our ways of moving muksa, but it's not always so practical. I'll give an example. What would you say? We have to clarify what's the difference between the keli samlachta le'issa and muksa mamas kufay. Let me ask you an example. What would you say, painters? What is paint? Is paint a keli samlachta le'issa or is it muksa mamas kufay?
Gets used up.
So one of the criteria is that anything which gets used up and can't be reused is not keli. It's muksa mamas kufay. So quite right. So paint is a very severe type of muksa. I mean, someone's got a tin of paint, a little child will roll it onto the floor. It's lying in the middle of the floor. You can't pick it up and move it.
Why?
Because it's muksa. It's a very severe type of muksa. It's a muksa mamas kufay, which we're going to see in Shulchan Aruch says you cannot move it, even the tzara kufay mekomei. You could not even need to use it for something else. You need the place. You may not move a muksa machmas kufay on Shabbos.
So
what? Yeah, it's all Oh, it's so easy. It couldn't be a kick away. Yeah, you couldn't get around. We have to see what happens. Yeah. Now the big side is over here. What would you say is a candle? A candle.
What's wrong with
a candle? Is that muksa mamas kufoy or case not lisa? It's interesting actually, it doesn't get used out straight away. It takes time. So that poskim time, that's called case not lisa. It's not easy what that is, the master. Is that called case not lisa or muksa mamas kufoy? It says a big nafka mina, a case not lisa or muksa mamas kufoy. A case not lisa, you can move it to a kumakum. If I've got a hammer lying in the middle of the floor, it disturbs me. I can't walk there. I can pick it out with my hand and move it. If it's a tin of paint, I can't move it. So you have to get clear what makes something case of this, what makes something so
different.
Sorry?
Something you could use on Shabbos.
I'm not sure what that means. What's that? What?
How you could use on Shabbos?
You could use a lot of it. You could use a candle on Shabbos as well as a bookmark. You could, a lot of things, most things you could use. There are very few points actually, that most things could be used on Shabbos. But that's not a heter, because it has to be that the boy is called a keli. So it has to be a case. I'm saying paint, things like that is not a problem. I must say, I've got very stuck on this. What would you say about boy's side? What? What? Paint is a problem. Sorry. Paint is a problem. What would you say about boy's side about bleach? Someone just asked me this week actually, what would you say about bleach?
You're allowed to use bleach on Shabbos.
That's the question. Are you? Well, I must say, many poskim, I can't understand it actually. Many poskim take all that bleach is mux on Shabbos. I'm coming to it. Many posts, I don't understand why this actually. Many posts can take on that bleach is muksa on Shabbos. Let's start a minute before we go to bleach. A washing detergent, for example, that's possible. It's got no use for the Shabbos. The liquid gets used up, that's muksa machmas kufay. So someone's got his washing detergent, is fallen on the floor, and he wants to pick up the container and move it somewhere else. You can't do it. You can't pick it up directly and move it over. All about bleach. Now, bleach is the chayra, it's a cleaning agent, yeah? So you would have thought, in a way, it could be, it's only used for doing cleaning things on Shabbos, which you can't do, so it's muksa. Which, that is, many possibly do take on. I can't understand this, because the chayra could use bleach in your toilet.
Yeah.
Someone's got a dirty toilet, you could use bleach. I don't understand that why. So in the Shabbos Yehuda, he brings down from Eliyashu that bleach is not muksa, it's also chayra. He says bleach is not muksa, because you wash your hands, you've got a stain in your hands, you could do a bleach. I know, that's a bit of a chiddush to me, to use bleach for that. Where this is going to be in the game, my friends, is this is a big shiloh, what's going to happen now? There's Hashem, Shabbos Erev Slachas, Erev Pesach this year is on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Now the shiloh is, what happens, people are going to have leftovers, chametz. So very often, the Meister, the Eitz is to pour it down the toilet, but it's not always so practical. The Moshe, someone's got, let's say, things stuck on our pots. And he can't clean the washer, what he does. The eighth is the washer, someone's got a dustbin, he realizes he's got empty in his dustbin now, yeah? He's got lots of chomets in his dustbin. Oh, so you have to make it a royal occasion. So, now, can you pour the bleach on Shabbos over this stuff?
Why can't you?
The washer wants to go, why can't you? If it's muksa, you can't do it.
Yeah, but
that's obviously
designated
on that. Oh, so I've got a good idea, which I saw one of the posts can bring down over here. It's actually interesting. There are many posts, I can't understand it, but many posts were going with this mahalas like bleach as muksa.
So once it's designated to be muksa, you can do it
in Shabbos. Oh, awesome. I'm saying, the Chora, before Shabbos, Erev Pesach, a person should designate this bleach. And yeah, you're right, you could do it in the mice any time. But on Erev Pesach, Shabbos, normally, an Erev Pesach, Shabbos, a person designates bleach, the marshal, to use, then you've got no problem, Tucker. But if someone didn't designate it, I'm saying many possibly. And I can't understand what a shah is. I've always got to use that. What?
Why
does
the muksa?
Bleach, you have to ask him, it's not Heshron, you have to ask him, it's bleach comments, you have to ask him. I can't understand why, I can't understand it. Many possibly think I have muksa, I can't understand this.
Very liquid,
okay. Very liquid.
Very liquid.
You can use washing dishes, no one starts washing dishes, very liquid.
You can use bleach to wash
the plate. No. I'm not sure if you would do that. Would you wash the plate? You can. It has to be a normal thing, it has to be a normal instruction. Yeah, you have to use it as much as you use, right? I can't say that, sorry, not. That's what I'm saying, I can't understand why. What, you say you should also wash it also? I can't understand why, I think it's a posh to tell us. I can't understand why she wants to mix it for me. I've got my head up. That's what he's asking. exactly what you should. Why not? That's why you shouldn't be able to. What?
Can you do it on Shabbos?
Same thing. Someone's got to say, Torah. Why can't you do it on Shabbos? He's asking everywhere it's called. He's asking, any toilet cleaner, is it a muksa? It's sort of the same thing. You don't have to have beaks up end, which is designated to clean your toilet. Someone's got a dead toilet on Shabbos. Why can't he clean it? It's not doing a lock at all. There's no malabbing on there. You're not rubbing at all. So why can't you want to spray a bit of bleach? I can't understand why. I must say that I haven't got a head on. But on my side, look today, many postum take on as a problem. There's bleach. I say, I don't know what I found is Shalmi Yehuda brings from Eliashiv that bleach is not moksa because you can use to wash your hands. It's a chiddush actually. I'm not sure what that means. It's talking about you've got to stain your hands. You want to take it off with bleach. First, I don't know how many people do that with their hands nowadays. I'm not sure how many people would use bleach. I don't know, I'm not sure. But Stamazoy, I don't know why it's not a posh to test. Someone's got a dirty worktop, and he wants to clean the worktop. As long as he doesn't do it, it's not malabbing. Why can't he spray a bit of bleach on and make it clean?
So I
don't understand. I'm telling you what many possums say. Many possums think on bleach is a problem. I don't know why. Then we spoke about a bit of an interesting thing. You must realize anything on Shabbos that you can't use is also moksa. Now, let's go to cause we're out for this, but it's a posh thing. We have to speak about this more about arichas. If someone, Marshall, has got a container he wants to put in the fridge, so he goes to the cupboard, take out a lid, he's got no lid. So he goes into his drawer, he's got a roll of foil there. So what he wants to do is he wants to take out the roll of foil and put it over, part of it over the container, and the rest will double over. Can you do that on Charles on both sides?
Yes, of course.
Moishi? I'm not sure if you can. A roll of foil is normally made to be cut. You don't use a roll of foil whole. Mouthpieces. On a roll. Again, Moishi, I just want to clear Moishi. Someone's got a roll of foil and he wants to cover his pot in the fridge. He's got no lid. So he wants to take the roll of foil, cover over the lid, and then double it over whatever, make it sit on top. Can you do that?
The whole roll in the fridge. You mean put the whole roll in the fridge?
Put the whole roll in the fridge.
Why not?
On that, many possums say something like a Shabbos as a muksa. That roll is not only to be used. A person doesn't use a roll of foil. A person does not use a roll of foil like that. It's not only to use that. But in the wheat thing, you would never use it like that. A person never uses foil like that. When was the last time you used a roll of foil in that way? Muksa. It's muksa. That roll of... Why is it muksa? Because it's normally made to be cut. Something which is only to be done with the Shabbos, you can't use it on Shabbos. Same thing as a dustbin bag. The dustbin bag is exactly the same shadow. Someone runs out of dustbin bags, the Chayyar Shabbos. So he's got a big roll of black sacks. And now he wants to open one and put the rest at the bottom. The Chayyar, I'm saying from the Erech Shabbos and others, we have to, I want to give a share about this actually, very interesting thing, he's telling us that it's the Chayyar problematic. Right, a toilet roll is a bit better. Why is a toilet roll a bit better? The toilet roll is a bit better because it is oily. If someone runs out of a toilet roll, a person will use a toilet roll like this on Shabbos. If a person runs out of toilet paper on Shabbos, what he would do is he would use it like this. He would tear the toilet paper and he would cut it. You could use it on Shabbos, a toilet roll. So a toilet roll might be better. A roll of foil and a roll of paper. No, once you can use palm in, and I'll become moksa. Someone runs out of tissue paper on Shabbos, so he'll take a toilet roll and he'll tear it in a shiloh and he'll be able to use it. So the mice, that toilet roll could be used on Shabbos. A foil roll and a normal thing is not normally used like this, and therefore that's problematic. Very interesting actually, I must say, it's a hilarious thing. Of course, that could have been a toilet, that's why it might be much to use, that's why it could also be much to use.
So on Shabbos, I wouldn't be allowed to use that.
Tear
toilet paper is not allowed.
No, must not do that on Shabbos, definitely not. You get a goy, but you mustn't do it yourself.
Nothing.
No, nope, definitely not.
I can use the toilet roll?
No, you can't take sandwich. You have to get someone else to do it. What else have we got examples of the muksa mamas go for? I wrote over here, for examples, seeds, dental powder, laundry detergent, nail varnish. Nail varnish got no heter on Shabbos. It's a thing that gets used up. You put it on, you paint it on your fingers, it's used up, it's mamish like paint. That is muksa, so you can't move that on Shabbos. Nail varnish, fly spray, normally a fly spray you can't use on Shabbos. All these sprays are muksa on Shabbos. It's not only to be used, it's a liquid that gets used up It's not a keli. It's used up. Therefore, it's a problem of moving the shabbat. What? Flashback.
You've got
your killing
ants.
Put it somewhere on the floor
before the bed. I'm saying, if someone's. If you can't. Them now, they're going to hurt themselves.
Is that first? You can't lay a trap out on Shabbos. You can't put a mouse trap on Shabbos. It's like a mouse trap. It's killing them. It's like a mouse. It's trapping and killing, right? You can't do that. So I told him, I actually made a big mistake on Sukkot. I told him this already a few times. I had Rachmanis. I put one of these bee things up in the Sukkot. You know, it's a very sweet little thing. It's like a little cage. Oh, it's a little container. The bee flies in, drops it, it can't come out. So a bee flew in. I felt a bit sorry for it. So I decided to take it off, took it outside, emptied it out, and put it back upstairs, put it back on the sukkah again. How many sukkahs did I do there?
On sukkahs,
Yom Tov. Thanks. Very encouraging, very encouraging. To be a good rabbi, you know that. The first thing I did was take it off from his muksa, I think. That's number one. That bee thing hanging out in the sky. What? That thing hanging out. It's muksa. Number one is muksa. Then, number two, taking it out, emptying out the bee. What's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that.
You can't screw it
again. It's useless. It's muksa. Anything which is used for an isla is muksa.
That's saying
that. It's got to work. It's muksa. 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 Same thing. Now I picked that, put it out again. You know what I've done? I set a trap up on Shabbos. I've done a melacha tov. Okay, it's a grommah. It wasn't isla raisa, but I'm saying it's a mighty right. You put a trap up. You put a trap up on Shabbos. On Yom Tov. Not allowed.
You put it in the
surface
one,
shall I? Oh, you put the. I put it back on again. I don't know if I did all these things, but it's very easy to do something. Yeah. All this is muksa. Anything which is you can't use on Shabbos is muksa.
Yeah, if you put a trap up, you only
over once for flavors,
isn't
there? You mustn't set a trap on Shabbos. Nothing. You're not. It's also set a trap on Shabbos. So he's asking, I'm not putting ant powder down on Shabbos. Ant powder is muksa. Thing is, I must tell you, the marshal, you have to know what he's talking about. The marshal, if someone's got a swarm of flies in his house, which is very, very uncomfortable, then some possible now, covered up reason for certain serufim, that one can spray the spray not on them, but in the room. But it's not ointment for that. That's not a normal curry. That's not a normal case. You can't say it's ointment for that. And therefore, I think most possible tale of fly spray is moksa. If you have such a situation like that, because of covered up reason and syrup, maybe you can move it then. But generally speaking, to rely on that to be able to use remove a fly spray, shall that's not answer. What?
It's sort of hot weather, you get ants. If you spill a bit of sweet juice on the table, within minutes it's going to get loads and loads of ants.
That's what you're saying, so what's the matter?
Maybe you can put round it.
It's the rest of the juice.
I'm not sure, I don't know. It's the point.
What about spraying the bathroom? Is that muksa?
No, that's alright, boys. That's alright. Well, that's what I've got over here. Shoe polish is muksa. A ball of string. Which, if you've got a thin piece of string which is ready to be cut before Shabbos, you could use to tie something on Shabbos for hetzer, that's no problem at all. But a ball of string which you can't use on Shabbos, that's muksa. It's got no established facility, you can't use anything else really, therefore the bricks, batteries. A battery is muksa on Shabbos.
Toothpaste?
Toothpaste also, it's muksa on Shabbos. It's also muksa because it's used up. What? Yeah, one that you can use on Shabbos, no problem. Yeah, the one that you can use on Shabbos, no problem. I'm talking about a thing which you can't. What? Melabon, not on the Kufa'odah. Melabon is only on the Begodim. Kind of malabon on a person. Nutshells, orange peels, all these things are muksa actually. Really. Okay, you might have heard tale of Russia, but I was saying all these things are amazing. Moksha Mama's Kuf is very, very encompassing actually. It covers a very big area of item which is severely muksa. What? The black display is useless. You can't do anything on Shabbos. It's not a keli, it's not a utensil, it's a blank piece, which is nothing. You can't do anything with it. What? But that's what I'm telling you, my friend. A stone also has got a use. A stone is what's on our scope. It's also got a use to hold the door open. The mice is what's on our scope. It's not a keli, it wasn't over for that, therefore it's not what's on our scope. Alright, what's that? Medicine? What's the head to call? What's the head to call? Ah, a beetroot.
Oh, beetroot, yeah. Raw beetroot. You can't use it.